Oh my gosh, I love that. Yes.
Okay, so basically it is, so during Passover, there's a thing called the Haggadah, which is like the prayer book and the, like the setting and stuff for, it like helps guide the Seder, which is the meal, right?
Right.
So.
Right, I remember that, yeah.
And now.
Passover, right?
During the, in the Haggadah, it speaks of four sons, the wicked, the wise, the simple, and the one who does not know how to ask. Now, they all ask different questions. The simple one asks simple questions such as, why do we do this? The wise one is a know-it-all. They know what they're doing. They have all the knowledge, and then they just don't really ask many questions because they already know. The wicked one is the one that questions everything. Why do we do this? Why do we do that? Why do we believe in this? And then the one who just doesn't know how to ask. So, as a kid, which son do you think you identified as?
Okay, I'm gonna just write this down. Okay, there's the wise, who's a know-it-all, the wicked who
questioned and didn't really believe,
and questions everything and doesn't really what?
Believe in the story.
Just sort of questions to question, right? I mean.
Yeah, they don't believe.
Okay. And then the evil one. What does the evil one do?
That's the wicked one.
Oh, that's the wicked one. Okay, and then there's the one that doesn't know, who's sort of out of it, right?
Who's like really shy and doesn't really know what to do.
Okay, well, weren't there four? Okay, wise, the wicked, the shy, and what was the fourth one?
The simple one.
The simple one.
Yep.
Okay, and what does the simple one do?
Simple ones ask simple questions. Like, what happened?
Are they asked with the intention of actually getting good answers?
Yes. So, which one do you think you identified as a kid?
Oh, boy.
Were you rebellious?
I don't think I ever asked, like, I never knew it all. Like, that would assume I had a lot of confidence, right? So I wouldn't say that I had so much confidence that I would always be comfortable within my own knowledge. I think I was I wouldn't be wicked because I was, we grew up in a family where we were expected to be pretty well-behaved kids, and we were.
Well, it's not being not well-behaved. It's just questioning whether... it's like questioning an argument. It's like, if this happened, then why did this happen or something? Stuff like that. It's not like actually being wicked.
Why is that wicked?
Girls, so you were like, what, the simple one?
Well, I mean, why would it be wicked to ask questions? I always think that that's a sign of
what... Okay, you're going on to my next question. So, let's answer the first one, then I'll ask you the next one. So, which one do you think you really identified as a kid?
I was always very interested in asking questions and getting answers. So what would that put me in? I was always asking.
Probably the simple.
Yeah, and I wasn't doing it out of a big know-it-all. It was because I really wanted to know stuff, and I trusted the people around me.
Oh, okay. So.
You know what I mean?
Now, going on from what you prompted a few seconds ago, do you think the wicked child is really wicked?
No, I think that because, you know, remember I was a college teacher?
Mm-hmm.
So I've always valued the person who develops the counter argument. I've always been a debater too, like your mom. We both took debate when we were in high school. I was a varsity debater. So I loved playing with asking questions to see if I could get deeper into an understanding of an issue. So I don't think the wicked person was bad. I think the one that I Lacey, what was your question again? Which one do I think was bad?
No. Is the wicked child truly wicked?
No, I'd say no, because I value curiosity, and the sometimes you have to raise questions and even make other people uncomfortable about their own beliefs in order to get closer to the truth.
Okay, that's all I really need.
And, but, yeah, okay.
That's all
Does that make sense?
No, thank you. Thank you.